This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9, it is 11 minutes past five. You're just hearing the amazing vocal performance from a young man called Greg Gould. That was his 2015 release called Run To You. Greg is on the line now. Hello, Greg.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing really well. Now, that was pretty...
That was a bit of nostalgia for me.
A couple of years since
it's
you put
funny,
that
on it. I'm actually performing that. I'm on the way to a gig. I'm performing that song tonight. As part of the Laramie Project. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the play.
Yeah.
But it's all very surreal. they've asked for that song to be performed as part of the show. So, yeah.
Well, that's a bit of an honour.
I was practicing while I was listening.
Yeah. That's a bit of an honour to be asked to do, because that's an original track of yours, yeah?
It is original, yeah.
So that's...
And it's such an incredible and, you know, very poignant piece of art, the Laramie Project. So, yeah, it was a wonderful musical link.
Fantastic. Now, I introduced, when we went to Run To You, I mentioned that some people may remember you from 2013, Australia's Got Talent. Some people
she
may...
She gets around, doesn't she?
some people
yeah,
may
that
not.
That was probably the start of my... You know, my career, really, recording in particular. I'd never really done it. I've always performed. I've been around the world performing. That was the start of my recording career.
Now, was that the series with Dicko and Tim-O-Matic as judges? Is that right?
Close. Tim-O-Matic and Kyle Sandilands.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
They
yeah.
look the same.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And Jerry Halliwell and Dawn French.
Right, yes. So... So you were one of the few people who got to hear that dreadful single that Jerry released.
I'm making no comment. She was so, so lovely. You know what? I know people probably say this all the time, but I do feel like she had a sweet spot because whenever she saw me, she'd go, "Is that Greg? Oh, tell him I said good luck." Like, she was so sweet. So I'm not going to rubbish her terrible single of 2013.
No. Okay?
I will not say anything about those terrible brass middies in the song. But anyway, that's all I'm going to say.
Hey, now you did sign up for a little while after finishing with Australia's Got Talent, and you were runner-up. You came second. I mean, that's a pretty good result. So.
Yeah, I didn't expect to make it a grand final. I didn't know how to play the game. but yeah, I took some time to write. I really wanted to write, so I went overseas. I was doing lots and lots of gigs. I think I did, the year after Stroke of Talent, I probably did 350 gigs that year. It was insane.
So almost one a day.
Pretty much. It was crazy. It was like two in one night some nights. Well, most weekends I'd have two on a Friday night. I'd be doing a corporate band, and then I'd go to a public event. Like, it was just so busy. And if you go on those sorts of shows, that's what you should hope to get. And my aim was to get better gigs and to be able to do this for a living.
Yep, fantastic. So you had a little bit of an adventure, and Run To You was part of that with a record company, a sort of a boutique label. But you have recently gone fully independent, looking completely after your own destiny. And
look, I gave it 2 years. I gave it 2 years, and it wasn't working for me. I wanted, you know, my short film came out today, as you probably have seen, and it's that's what I want to do. I want to make art. So for me, if people don't want to make art, then we're not going to be working together.
Fair enough. Now,
does that make sense?
Yeah,
I'm happy to look at another label or something like that. Not working with a record label per se. I'm happy to be independent, but it's more the working with. You got to work with the right people.
Yeah. Now, talking of working with the right people, now, you, as you said, you're debut EP has come out, and it's a real mixture of tracks on this. There's a couple of originals, and then and then there's some covers as well. And but the single release off it in particular is of interest to us because it is up-tempo, it's fun, it is a cover.
Yes, it is.
Now, I have to say, I'm going to use the words from your own press release. It is arguably one of the most iconic songs of the 90s. And you've decided to try and make it your own. We are talking about En Vogue's Don't Let Go. So how dare you, basically? Now, justify it. Justify it to us, Greg.
I will definitely justify it. So I am not a black woman, for a start. No, that's apparent. And look, it's such an iconic song. It's one of my favourite songs ever, like all time. But for me, I was listening to it one day and the lyrics just spoke to me. Those lyrics of, I won't be satisfied till we're taking these vows. If I could wear your clothes and pretend I was you, I saw it in a different light. It wasn't just that song that I loved to sing when it came on the radio. I pulled back the lyrics. I'm like, hold on, there's something in this. And I thought that I could do something with that.
And?
You're still not convinced.
I wanted
to make sure it had the soul of the original.
Yep.
It didn't take away from that. So it had to be fresh enough that it didn't feel like a cover. If that makes sense. But if someone didn't know the song, it felt like a new song. And even if you did know the song, it just was a completely different version.
You had to own it.
Yeah, you had to. And I have to say, we started playing the song yesterday. Cam, you've heard it a couple of times.
I did.
And
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of those ones where you sort of hear it and you sort of start off hearing the original as well and you're thinking, oh, hang on, what's going on here? But once it gets going, it's brilliant. I love it.
Yeah, cool. Great.
Because it's not a slavish copy.
No, it isn't a slavish copy at all. And we're going to play the song in just a couple of minutes. But Greg, let's cover off on the rest of the EP because it is a real eclectic mix. Now, for one,
can I say something on that though?
Yeah.
Does it feel? I'm asking you guys. Does it feel different coming from a male perspective?
I don't know. I guess I don't listen to songs for gender very often. It's not part of my way of listening to a song. So I'm more about the feel of a song. That's probably because of the way I have to listen to music on a daily basis. But Cam?
No, I liked
so much of it too.
Yeah,
I liked the way you just changed the tempo enough to make it your song rather than You know how some covers you listen to it and you go, all I can hear is the original just tweaked, but yours was yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
And we are going to listen to it and give everybody a chance to make it.
To judge me.
Absolutely. And that's going to happen over the next 8 to 12 weeks on Joy on a regular basis.
So. It's Australia's Got Talent all over again.
Hey, now, some of the other tracks, though, on the EP, which did come out today, you've covered Loreen's Euphoria from Eurovision, but you've done it in a completely stripped back, and I had a bit of a peek listen to it this afternoon in a really emotional, really stripped back way.
Yeah. So when I was constructing this record, because I knew that I was doing it in conjunction with my short film, which was very poignant for LGBTI stories, I wanted to find other songs that I could do. I left the record label 3 months ago. My originals I'm really working on for an album. I wanted to experiment, have a bit of fun. I wanted to get back to making good music that's fun. So I was listening to just lots of songs. That's how I came across Don't Let Go as well.
Yeah.
And so for this one, I listened to the lyrics. It is a bit of a gay anthem. And then I looked on iTunes, and there was a slow version on there. There was a few different versions on there. There was a country western version as well.
Yeah.
Maybe that was on YouTube, but we won't go there. But it's such an iconic gay anthem that I wanted to put my spin on it.
Yeah, look, and I think you have. There's a couple of others there. You've covered American Boy.
Yes, with Prince.
Yes.
So I'm not sure if you know who Prince is. He's the Black Eyed Peas maker. So he wrote Where Is the Love, Don't Funk With My Heart, Meet Me Halfway. And he does a really amazing, trumpet solo.
Well, fantastic. All right. I haven't heard that one yet.
For any of the musos out there, have a listen. It's really cool.
And another one of your, and another original, which is called Today, which you sent me last week, which is is a complete emotional roller coaster ride of a song, I have to say. It's a full-on pull at your heartstrings, and you've got a little short film coming up that this song is associated with, right?
It came out today.
Okay.
Surprise! I think the press release might have said it was coming out on the 15th, but we were speaking last week. We pushed it forward. It was ready. So we put it out at 12 o'clock today. And it's going amazingly, and it's making an impact. So,
just to give us a quick synopsis of this little short film.
Yeah, so it's got four true stories, and then from our community, mostly of discrimination, and there's some hate and some sad stuff in there as well. But then it finishes on a real positive. But each of the stories has a silver lining. There's someone in their life that gives them love. I just want people to watch it. And, you know, there's this one scene where these taxi drivers, they all they discriminate and they don't pick up the drag queen. And then she gets beat up. And that happens. So, you know, if there's a taxi driver that watches this clip and goes, oh, I didn't actually think that I'm putting them in danger. So I'm hoping that those sort of impacts can come from all the different stories.
Yeah, right. Okay. So we can search for that one on YouTube. Is that where it is?
Facebook.
Facebook. All right. So go to Greg Gould's Facebook page and we can check out that video. All right. Greg, it's been fantastic talking to you today. We are right behind the new single, Don't Let Go.
Thank you so much.
And we're loving it here. Get onto the EP, which is also called Don't Let Go. Get onto the video at Greg's Facebook page, Greg Gould.
Yes.
Greg, thanks for being with us today. We're going to play that brand new single now.
Thank you so much.
And and then you know, if people
hashtag don't let go.
Hashtag don't let go. All right, I'm sure we will be talking to you again in the next little while. Good luck with it all. Good luck with the gig tonight.
Yes. Thank you. I'll tweet you guys out from the gig.
Fantastic. That's Greg Gould from Sydney. He's out and proud. This is his brand new single. It's called Don't Let Go, Love. It is a cover of En Vogue, but is very much his own. Let me know what you think. 0427-JOY-949. You're on Joy. There'll be some love-making, heart-breaking,
soul-shaking love-making. Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.